Hello, friends. I'm Wayne Shepherd, and we have a very special program for you this week on Encounter God's Truth as we take a look back at 50 years of the Genesis flood. You see, it was back in 1961 that two young professors, scientist Dr. Henry Morris and her own theologian Dr. John Whitcomb, saw the fruits of their labors of more than 4 years come to fruition when their new book, The Genesis Flood, was produced by the Presbyterian and Reformed Publishing Company. In this 500-page volume, Drs. Whitcomb and Morris made the point that it was the flood of Noah's day, not millions of years of evolution, that produced the fossil record. The authors showed how this understanding dovetails with the biblical teaching of a young earth that God created in just 6 24-hour days. In the 50 years since its publication, roughly a third of 1 million copies of the Genesis flood have been sold. God has seen fit to take its message around the world, and it has also been translated into Spanish, German, Korean, and Serbian. This book has long been credited as the vehicle that God has used to launch the modern biblical creationism movement. In fact, in 2006, the magazine Christianity Today listed the Genesis flood as number 22 among the top 50 books that have shaped evangelicals in the last 50 years. Well, two celebrations were held this fall to mark the 50th anniversary of the publication of the Genesis flood. Here's Dr. Whitcomb to describe them.
Friends, I wish to share with you some deep memories of appreciation and thankfulness for two conferences in recent months in honor of our Lord Jesus Christ for raising up a new reformation against evolutionism around the world, and an appreciation for the memory of Henry Morris, my co-author of the book, The Genesis Flood, and we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the publication of that book. The first celebration was in Ankeny, Iowa, at Faith Baptist Theological Seminary on September the 19th at Monday evening, a banquet, and then an appreciation time with video tributes from various people to whom we thank as well, and a whole notebook of letters of appreciation from others that couldn't attend, and it was a wonderful time of remembrance and joy. It reminds me, of course, of what Paul wrote to the Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now. The second great celebration was held at Answers in Genesis Museum in Cincinnati, October the 14th and 15th, a Friday evening banquet, and statements of appreciation for what God has done in the Genesis flood book, and a conference the following day, October the 15th. I say thank you, friends, for your support, encouragement through the years to help us make known the basic reality of biblical catastrophism, which has wiped away the millions and millions of years of supposed evolution to show us a lens through which we can see more correctly, more clearly, how recent the world really is. Genesis chapter 1, 6 24-hour days. Thank you, friends, for your support and encouragement as well. May God bless each of you. Thank you.
Now, as I said, our program today is going to be quite different from what you normally hear on Encounter God's Truth, as we would like to bring you testimonies from some of today's most respected Christian leaders about the influence that the Genesis flood has had over the past 5 decades on the church at large and on their own personal lives. Dr. John MacArthur is a well-known pastor and author, the featured teacher on Grace to You, and the president of the Master's College and Seminary. He shares his thoughts on the historical significance of this volume.
God has used many people through the history of His church, many people whose ministry was in some ways unique. There are teams of people and groups of people that have had an impact, but there are those times when the work of one man or two men has monumental impact, and that can be said for Whitcomb and Morris and the publishing of the Genesis flood. What they said those 50 years ago has been vindicated in all the years since. We're all grateful. We're all deeply indebted to you, Dr. Whitcomb, for the work that you have done. It really launched the entire creationism movement. All of it goes back to that. Everything that's come along since then to enrich our understanding of true science and how it is in complete agreement with the Scripture is built on the foundation of the Genesis flood. I guess you could say, in all honesty, a Christian is not educated until that Christian has read the Genesis flood. We're all deeply grateful, and not only for the fact that it arrived 50 years ago, but that it's still there and still having an impact and a wonderful ministry. So congratulations to you, Dr. Whitcomb, and with great and deep thanks to God, we give him praise for the Genesis flood. May its impact continue until Jesus comes.
Dr. Jerry Newcomb is the co-host of Truth That Transforms and worked closely for many years with the late Dr. D. James Kennedy. He offers this testimony about the book's influence.
I want to send my greetings to Dr. John Whitcomb on this happy occasion and congratulate him as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the book, The Genesis Flood. Dr. Whitcomb and his co-author, Dr. Henry Morris, made such a tremendous impact through that book, which is credited by many as launching the modern-day biblical creationism movement. Their work also left a great and lasting impression on the late Dr. D. James Kennedy, with whom I was privileged to work with for so many years.
Biblical teaching on creationism and the flood were a driving force in Dr. Kennedy's ministry.
In the final years before his homegoing, Dr. Kennedy was also a co-laborer with Dr. Whitcomb in supporting Answers in Genesis in its amazing vision of building the Creation Museum. Dr. Whitcomb, I join with many others in thanking you for your great contribution to the cause of Christ and pray God's continued blessing upon your ministry for many years to come. God bless you.
Doug Phillips, the president of Vision Forum, explains the profound impact that the Genesis flood had on him personally.
I was a young man, about 14 years of age, when the book was placed in my hands. And it transformed. It was God's providential tool for transforming the heart and the mind of a 14-year-old government school-educated evolutionist into a passionate, on-fire, born-again Christian who would be consumed with the defense of the book of Genesis. And as the years progressed, I had the benefit of seeing your classroom notes passed on to me by a pastor who studied under you in university, of listening to your tapes and lectures, of reading your books, and all the time being incredibly inspired by the passion, the clarity, and the principle that you brought when defending the Word of God. It became a model for me for what it meant to be a true presuppositional apologist in the cause of Christ.
Dr. Woodrow Kroll is the president of Back to the Bible, where he is heard around the world as Bible teacher. Listen to his testimony of how the Genesis flood began to shape his own life just shortly after the book was published.
I'm honored to say a word of congratulations to two men I have respected for decades. The late Henry Morris, with whom I served on an accrediting board as his vice chair, and John C. Whitcomb, Jr., whose personal acquaintance I made years ago. These men were used by God to author The Genesis Flood, a book that produced the closest thing I know to an earthquake in the scientific and theological communities. When The Genesis Flood was first published in 1961, I was 1 year from completing high school. My high school chemistry teacher was the retired football coach. Now, this guy was as tough as nails. I never saw him without a scowl on his face. When I didn't do well in chemistry, he said to me, "You'll make a fine preacher." I really didn't understand his comment until several years later. I bought my first copy of The Genesis Flood the next year, 1962, as I entered Bible college. But it wasn't until after I graduated and continued my education at a Christian liberal arts college that the Genesis flood became truly important to me. You see, I needed general education courses to complete my degree, and one of them was biology. Now, my professor was a theistic evolutionist, which was all the rage in the Christian community at that time. Had I not read the Genesis flood, his arguments would have sounded much better to me. But when the last words he spoke on the last day of the course were, "Well, that's about it," I actually felt sorry for him. If that was all he had, it wasn't enough to change my mind about what Moses had recorded as fact. I deeply respect both authors of The Genesis Flood. One of the things I appreciate most about Dr. Whitcomb is that preemptive statement with which he began his section of the book. He unashamedly declared, "The Bible is the infallible Word of God." With that statement, he was both establishing his basis for his arguments and distancing himself from those who viewed the Bible as simple mythology. Well, it's now been 50 years since The Genesis Flood was first published, and I am so thankful to God for raising up two men, one a scientist with expertise in hydrology, and one a theologian with expertise in the Old Testament, to set the record straight and set a course that people are being led back to the Bible. Dr. Whitcomb, from me and thousands of others whose lives and thinking you have impacted, thank you, and God bless you.
Now, with that backdrop, let's hear next from people who are major leaders in the biblical and scientific creationism movement today. Perhaps no one besides Dr. Whitcomb has more firsthand knowledge of the preparation of this book than Dr. John Morris, the son of the co-author of the Genesis Flood, Dr. Henry Morris, and his successor as president of the Institute for Creation Research. Here is John Morris's very important testimony.
I remember it being written. I remember the long hours that my dad was spending on it. And I remember meeting John Whitcomb, and the two of them were just such partners in every sense. It, not only has creation benefited, but my goodness, the world is different now. The world back in the 1950s when the book was written, there were hardly any creationists, even in Christian circles. Even in seminaries and stuff, nobody believed in a literal Genesis. In fact, when they finished the manuscript, I remember my dad sent the manuscript off to every scientist he knew of that was Christian and of a scientific mindset to see if they would review and critique the manuscript, to give him some input. And nobody would even read the manuscript. They wouldn't even give him the time of day to even read the manuscript. Well, there were a few, and from those few, they did read and critique, and then it just opened their eyes. It makes sense. And that book does make sense. It makes good logical sense, and it's a very well-reasoned book, both theologically and scientifically. And people responded.
According to Dr. Morris, God in His sovereignty simply chose to use the Genesis flood for His purposes.
It's just a wonderful time to be a Bible-believing Christian and a creationist. But we still got a lot of work to do. But that book accomplished a lot of work. God really blessed that book. He answered the prayers of those godly men back in the 50s as they pored over that book and worked over every paragraph and every word. God answered and blessed, and we have seen the fruits of that. And things will never be the same. That book changed it all.
Ken Ham is the president, CEO, and founder of Answers in Genesis. He tells the amazing story of how the book, The Genesis Flood, really changed his life.
It is really exciting for me to look back and see how the book, The Genesis Flood, had such an impact on my own personal life and on the beginnings of the Creation Ministry in Australia, the Answers in Genesis Ministry, and the Creation Museum here in the USA. In 1974, when I was still going to university, a person in our church who knew of my interest in creation apologetics told me about a book from America about the flood. I then went to the only Christian bookstore I knew of in Brisbane and asked if they'd heard of such a book. The man behind the counter immediately went to a shelf, found the book, and then I purchased that. And after reading that, was really excited to know that I had answers to be able to defend the Christian faith in this area. My father was excited as well, I recall that. And this is all a part of the beginnings of the Creation Ministry in Australia, and then the Answers in Genesis Ministry and Creation Museum here in the USA. A number of years ago when I was in Australia, I met an elderly lady at a park who recognized me, and I found out her and her husband actually ran that Christian bookstore. I told her about the time I purchased the Genesis Flood book. She said that her husband had had a real burden from the Lord to make sure that that book was in the shop, and there it was at that time. God works things in a very special way. That book has had such an impact on millions of people around the world, and I certainly praise the Lord for that.
Dr. Terry Mortensen is a researcher and speaker for Answers in Genesis and served as co-editor of Coming to Grips with Genesis, a 2008 volume written in Dr. Whitcomb's honor by his former students. He says that Dr. Whitcomb's ministry and writings have influenced him greatly.
And in all my interactions with Dr. Whitcomb, he has impressed me as a godly man with a great heart for God, His glory, His word, and a burden for the lost. As one of the few theologians over the last half century who stood boldly for the truth of Genesis 1-11, he has been a great encouragement and an example to me that I hope to follow. I count it a privilege to join with others in honoring this faithful servant of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Dr. Whitcomb, for your faithfulness to our Savior and to His Word.
Dr. Andrew Snelling is also a researcher and speaker for Answers in Genesis and recently authored a 2-volume sequel to The Genesis Flood. He says that for him, it all began with that book.
When God wants a job done, He raises up men and women who love His Word and are prepared to take an unflinching, uncompromising stand on its absolute authority and trustworthiness. I thank God for such a man as Dr. John Whitcomb, who in 1961, with the late Dr. Henry Morris, published the Genesis Flood book, in which they took an unflinching stand against the compromising evolutionary millions of years geology of our day. In that book, they effectively demonstrated how the global cataclysmic Genesis Flood built and shaped the Earth's geology. As a young Christian in my mid-teens with a growing passion in geology, I couldn't reconcile what I read in the scriptures with what I read in the geology textbooks. But when I read the Genesis Flood book, that apparent conflict was resolved, and it was the start of my God-given calling to undertake university training so that I could be involved in full-time creation ministry defending and researching flood geology. I know of many other people whose lives have been changed as a result of that book. I count it an honour and a privilege that at the instigation of Dr. Henry Morris and with his encouragement, I was able to recently write the sequel, the book Earth's Catastrophic Past, in which the geology of the flood treatment was updated. In that book, the biblical and theological defence of the flood didn't need updating. Such is testimony to the work of Dr. John Whitcomb. I thank God for Dr. John Whitcomb.
Dr. Whitcomb has recently completed 60 years of ministry himself, and his influence has extended in so many directions. Kay Arthur, the CEO and co-founder of Precept Ministries International, thanks Dr. Whitcomb for the impact he's had upon that organization.
I don't know if you know the impact that you have had indirectly on this ministry, but we exist to establish people in God's Word, to teach them to discover truth for themselves. So with the psalmist, they can say, I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. So that inductive method is so very, very important. And we have the privilege of putting together the new inductive study Bible. And when you look at the chronological chart, which is in the front of this Bible, you see that there is a statement that says there are varied opinions about the chronological dates, but we have chosen to follow Dr. John Whitcomb's method. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the great help that you have been to us. And then when we did our inductive study course on Genesis, and we have a list of books that we recommend that people read, one of them is the Genesis Flood. And you know what we call it? A classic. It is a classic. Thank you for your life, for your ministry. Thank you for being steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Your labor is not in vain. We know that you're going to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Dr. John MacArthur also shared a testimony of how the Genesis Flood is impacting a new generation of seminary students, just as it has for the past 5 decades.
I want to say congratulations to Dr. John Whitcomb. 50 years after the publishing of the Genesis Flood, it continues to have a massive impact. In fact, Dr. Richard Mayhew, the dean of our seminary, who for many years served alongside Dr. Whitcomb, reminded me that he just today ordered 500 copies. That is a great testimony to a work, that 50 years later, a controversial work, really a brand new worldview, is still unassaulted, still untainted, still stands true and pure to this very day. All of us who have been around for a long time know that the history of the church turned on that book. That book was a fulcrum that changed the direction of evangelical fundamental Christian history. It answered the compelling questions that so many people needed to have answered about how science and the Bible can be brought together. It was the Genesis Flood that let us know that true science is in perfect harmony with the author of true science, God himself, who is also the author of Scripture. There is no contradiction. That book made the case, and the case has stood for half a century.
Another Christian educator, Dr. Ernie Schmidt, is the dean of Faith Baptist Theological Seminary in Ankeny, Iowa. Listen as he shares how his life and ministry have been intertwined with Dr. Whitcomb and his teaching.
Dr. John Whitcomb has influenced my life for over 40 years in life and ministry. Beginning as a seminary student, as I read the Genesis flood, convictions were established about recent creation and a young earth that has put me in good stead for my entire life in ministry. Also, as a student, I had one of his students. And so one that was mentored by Dr. Whitcomb mentored me. I know that Dr. Whitcomb is just part of my life because my education was really made by one of his students. Then progressing into ministry, I profited by using his books personally, by in teaching, assigning his books and subjects that were applicable to courses I was teaching, which helped students go to another level in their research in that particular course.
Dr. Whitcomb has modeled the teaching of Scripture for many who have followed after him.
I'm thankful for Dr. Whitcomb's life, his ministry. After I spent time with Dr. Whitcomb, listened to him teach, preach, and just spent some fellowship with him, I always want to be a better Christian.
Dr. Dan Pritchett is the senior pastor of Valley Grace Brethren Church in Hagerstown, Maryland. He has a unique perspective because he's also the son of Mrs. Norma Whitcomb, who married Dr. Whitcomb in 1971 after both lost their first spouses. Dan shares some heartfelt thoughts about the man he calls Dad.
We observed you diligently spending hours of study in God's Word so that you might be able to teach others truthfully and effectively. God has granted you the privilege of literally doing that around the world. I'm grateful also for having the opportunity to take courses from you at Grace Theological Seminary, where I learned great truths about God and His Word. These great truths, I trust, I am passing on to the dear people to whom God has appointed me to be an under-shepherd. You have a burning desire to teach these truths to others, and so you have been involved in teaching for over 60 years and continue to look for opportunities that God might provide for you. Your desire to honor God's precious Word has been evidenced over the years, even when it meant taking unpopular positions. This is demonstrated in the preparation and publication of the Genesis flood. It has also resulted in difficult situations, but your commitment to God's truth took precedence. So, Dad, I'm thankful to have the opportunity to join with others in recognizing that God has used you for His glory and to recognize your faithfulness to Him.
Here is another parting thought from Doug Phillips.
I believe that when future generations look back on the most important works of the 20th century, there is no doubt that the great volume that launched the modern creationist movement will be considered one of the most important and defining pieces of literature in the history of the church. And for that, and on behalf of the future generations that will benefit from your writings, I thank you so very much. God bless you, sir.
And of course, it's fitting that we close with a word from Dr. John Whitcomb.
So I pay tribute to my co-author, Henry Morris, a very brilliant, well-trained hydrodynamic engineer. And how providential it was for a young theologian, myself, at that time, a professor of Old Testament, having written a 450-page doctoral dissertation on the flood, to be able to co-author with Henry Morris and his amazing insights into historical geology, paleontology, sedimentation, fossilization, so that together a little team, theology and science, theologian, engineer, to co-author this book in the providence of God for a small publishing company, Presbyterian Reformed in New Jersey, to take this challenge and to produce this beautifully done book. And so I pay tribute to PNR because they are now producing and have produced the 50th anniversary special edition of the book with additional photographs and chapters to describe some of the things that have happened and what it took to put this book together. So I say, friends, thank you for your support, your encouragement through the years, and may God continue in His mercy to use the book and others like it to help us to rethink and to recommit our heart and mind to what God and God alone could have told us about how the world began. And I say thank you, God, for your mercy and your protective power.
Well, we trust you've enjoyed this unique program today on Encounter God's Truth. Remember that you can hear it again and share with others online at sermonaudio.com www.whitcomb.org/Whitcomb. Also, be sure to watch there for a full-length video version of the special tribute that we're now preparing. It will contain even more on 50 years of the Genesis Flood. Watch for developments on our webpages at whitcombministries.org and facebook.com/whitcombministries. Also, on our page at sermonaudio.com/whitcomb, you can hear a very personal, newly released interview with Dr. and Mrs. Whitcomb about their many years of faithful service to the Lord and the milestones they're celebrating in 2011. We trust it will be an encouragement to you. Next week on Encounter God's Truth, we will pause for a very important time of preparation for Thanksgiving. For now, I'm Wayne Shepherd, reminding you that God's Word is true from the beginning to the end. Thanks for joining us today as we look back at 50 years of the Genesis Flood.